That's why we're doing the monologues.
Okay. It's a bonus.
Hey, look at me. Get on our level, Adam. Yeah.
Come God, on, Adam. Adam.
That's funny.
Okay, so
I don't get it.
All right.
Levels is how loud you are.
Okay, I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure.
That was a funny audio joke I made.
Silver, silver, red to red, white to white, blue to blue. It's also counterclockwise this time.
Or the Power Rangers.
Captain Planet.
Okay, so I can.
Yellow Ranger lost.
Dave.
Her head.
Oh, that was exciting.
I'm gonna take that one. Everyone, take an envelope, please. Because that's going to be your mic check monologue.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the monologues. Okay. Thank you, Dave.
You don't have to read it out loud, but you can at least take a look at... Yes, I got the one I wanted!
What is this from? John
okay.
Winter?
Oh,
funny. well, I got to say...
We're actually going to do something with that thereafter.
I'm so excited.
We're going to let everyone read them, and after you're done reading it, then we can guess who it is, what it is.
Okay.
I just stole envelopes from work.
Okay, and
no, it's just conversational. Nice. If you know what the line is or what the monologue is, then you can play around with that if you want. So I'll start with mine. I can't read that from here. Yeah, I had to have a wild card one just so there's one extra one in there. So it's just for fun. Okay. Friends, how we happened to come to America is a great story, but I'm not going to tell that. First, when we first started out, we had no idea you'd give us this grand reception. We don't deserve it. And when I say we don't deserve it, believe me when I know what I'm talking about. Now I tell you how we fly to America. First time we started, we got halfway across, and we ran out of gasoline, so we got to go back. Then I take twice as much gasoline. This time, we're just about to land, maybe about 3 feet, and what do you think? We run out of gasoline again, so we got to go back. Then we forgot the airplane. So we sit down and we talk it over, then we get this great idea. We take no gasoline, we take no airplane, we take a steamship, and that, my friends, is how we fly across the ocean.
A steamship.
Nice. Ship. Okay.
Was that good?
Yeah.
I've found
is that you're going to be your conversational speaking voice?
Oh, yeah, I'm always loud. But yeah, okay. Anything between five and half and one is what we should be shooting for in terms of levels where it's always good.
Fine. Yeah.
I know it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting. So.
Shush.
Yeah, it's
my big reveal.
Soundtech Adam, you can make whoever goes next.
Okay, well, considering that I'm the next one in the board order...
Then I'm going to grab some pizza.
Cool. So, let's see. How am I doing? Check, 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 check. Yeah, it looks
pretty
good.
That's what the monologue's for.
Read it, damn it.
Well, I can't read the monologue and look at the...
Board.
Oh,
I can
you.
Help you with
okay.
Wow. Radio mixing. If you
no, we're good. For now.
I had a radio show too, damn it.
Well, good for you.
Oh, good for
but
you.
Anyway. You can try. You're always going to have problems lifting a body in one piece. Apparently, the best thing to do is cut up a corpse into 6 pieces and pile it all together. Then, when you get your 6 pieces, you got to get rid of them. Because there's no good leaving it in a deep freeze for your mom to discover, now is it? Then I hear the best thing to do is feed them to the pigs. You got to starve the pigs for a few days, then the sight of a chopped up body would look like a curry to a pissant. You gotta shave the head of your victim and pull the teeth out for the sake of the piggy's digestion. You could do this afterwards, of course, but you don't want to go sifting through the pig shit now, do you? They will go through the bone like butter. You need at least 16 pigs to do the job in one sitting, so be wary of any man who keeps a pig farm. They will go through a body that weighs 200 pounds in about 8 minutes. That means that a single pig can consume 2 pounds of uncooked flesh every minute. Hence the expression, as greedy as a pig.
Ew.
How was that?
You were pretty low, so I'm going to bump you up.
Yeah.
Could you just do the last line again? The last few lines?
That means that a single pig can consume two pounds of uncooked flesh every minute.
So
hence the expression,
disgusting.
As greedy as a pig.
You got it.
That's pretty good. We
no,
got to get some
like
foamies
something.
So we're not...
Oh,
some
awesome
wins,
Snatch.
Yeah,
I haven't either. That's disgusting.
Snatch.
Yeah, it's from Snatch.
No, I'm it sounds like that. A woman's vagina.
Yeah.
What? Can I swear on this, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, swear all you want.
We had swearing last week,
dirty,
too.
Yes. I know, so. I remember.
I love when AJ was like,
can I swear on this?
But he was so funny. He's just like, that bugs the hell out of me. He's like, I really hate when you have really, can I swear on this? It's like, yeah. You just did, but hey, awesome.
Is it me, Nick? Is it me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I've got an apology. So I have this friend who's a new student this year, and I convinced her that it would be fun to mess up Regina George's life. So I had her pretend to be friends with Regina. And then she would come to my house after, and we would just laugh about all the dumb stuff Regina said. And we gave these candy bar things that would make her gain weight, and then we turned her best friends against her, and then, oh yeah, Caddy. You know my friend Caddy. She made out with her boyfriend, and we convinced him to break up with her. Oh, God, we gave her foot cream instead of face wash. God, I am so sorry, Regina. Really, I don't know why I did this. I guess it's probably because I've got this big lesbian crush on you. Suck on that.
I'm pretty sure by the end of that, everyone knew that one.
I have no idea what one this one is. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
It's up to you.
We're all very different people. We're not Watusi, we're not Spartans. We're Americans, with a capital A. You know what that means? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. We're underdogs. We're mutts. But there's no animal that's more faithful, that's more loyal, more lovable than a mutt. Who saw Old Yeller? Who cried when Old Yeller got shot at the end?
Oh, wait.
Nobody cried when Old Yeller got shot. I cried my eyes out. So we're all dogs. We're all very, very different. But there is one thing that we all have in common. We were all stupid enough to enlist in the army. We're mutants. There's something wrong with us. There's something very, very wrong with us. Something seriously wrong with us. We're soldiers, American soldiers. We've been kicking ass for 20 years. We're 10-1. Now we don't have to worry about whether or not we practiced. We don't have to worry about whether Captain Diller wants us to have us hung. All we have to do is be the great American fighting soldier that is inside each one of us. Now do what I do and say what I say and make me proud.
What
the? From the movie Stripes.
Stripes. I thought that's what it was from.
I could see through your black, Marco.
I know. I figured that was going to happen eventually, but I thought I would just...
Did I do it appropriately?
Good job.
It's really one of those, you know, rally the troops kind of things. So he gets really crazy and just like. Dave, you were
I feel like it. I'm bending a lot. Can I like?
Yeah, you can. No, you can adjust it. Yeah.
How do I do that?
Most definitely.
Look at that.
Adjust it.
Yeah, I didn't take out some of the come on.
You know, we should either slide the futon forward or the coffee table over.
Yeah, we can.
So you can be more comfortable.
Or that's why you don't move the futon. You just drop the leg.
I know.
All right.
You gotta get up.
Woo!
Really? I'm gonna come over there. Do I need to get up too?
It probably helped for a second.
Is that the same futon from the garage?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Now I'm afraid.
Okay, so how's that?
Oh, all our lives.
I think I just kicked mine and back into place.
I was like, oh, this is better. Did you adjust yours?
Kind of.
You're still kind of like hunchy back.
I'm good.
I'm bleeding more. That's
tomato sauce.
You're okay.
Oh, I cut the shit out of my finger trying to chop an onion on Saturday.
Way to go, dude.
No, that's my nail polish.
That's your nail polish. And it's not black.
It is mink mitten, damn it.
Mink mitten.
Like a mitten made of
mink.
It's
a mitten.
So for the intro, much like we had before, did you read over the demo script?
Hey.
I did. I was, yeah.
In the intro, you have one line that you have to worry about right away.
Okay. So you just want to do the intro every time?
I can take care of it. I was just talking about this time, because you said I'll do it.
Okay.
So
sure.
Look at the junk on him.
Nice.
I hope that makes it into
sticking out.
Oh yeah, no, all of this will definitely still be in there. Okay, today is September 20th.
Damn right.
I'm going to remember everything else. Oh, yes. So my request is, as we get started, Don't talk. I will introduce both of you. But until then, if you wouldn't mind being quiet. Dave, I know your audience. So you might have... Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so if everyone is ready to go, I am going to wait about 15 seconds just to get comfortable so that I know. I have a good idea of how long the episode's going so that by 8:45 we should probably start the game. Sound good?
You mean 8:15?
8:15 to 8:45.
Oh.
You know, half an hour.
Okay. All right.
Time brackets.
Okay.
Okay, so we're shooting for a much shorter time frame than this time.
You mean last time?
Than last time, yeah.
It was about the same, okay. Relatively.
Okay.
It was about
to give you more volume now.
Okay.
Listened to it twice.
Okay, everybody ready?